The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
That's right, 2 days in a row. But that's okay. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now. I listened to a story today, and I realized that there's a lot of people that just don't know, and that made me a little sad to think about it. It involved somebody breaking into somebody else's house and somebody defending themselves within the house, and this being a child, and people being afraid he might get in trouble for defending himself with he picked up a ball bat and tried to defend himself. Here in South Carolina, we have something called Castle Doctrine, where they were covered. It was completely legal to defend himself when somebody broke in. It should be a occupational hazard that if you're going to kick in somebody's door, they might beat you with a ball bat or worse. Depending on who you're talking to, this could be known as a castle law, or the stand your ground, or make my day law, depending, like I said, on who you're talking to. This means that citizens have the right to protect themselves inside their residence or private property. In some states, this extends to their vehicle. Quite a few of us spend quite a bit of time in our cars. And you are very vulnerable in a car. Believe it or not, you are very vulnerable in a car, especially in a city. Most of the time you're in a car in bumper-to-bumper traffic. You got somebody directly behind you. You got somebody directly in front of you, left and right. You have nowhere to go. If somebody were to come up on you and wanting to do bad things to you, all you can do is sit there and watch it happen. Now, for the moment, I am talking castle doctrine and such. We're going to talk about this as it applies to a car, even though it has nothing to do with my setup story, okay? Taking precautionary measures ahead of time may be a very good thing to consider. So when you're in the car, think of these things. According to a survey conducted by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, most Americans drive 29.2 miles per day, making two trips with an average total duration of 46 minutes. Time spent in a vehicle gives ample opportunity to criminals who seek to rob, kidnap, or hurt the occupants. Cited in Paxton Quigley's book, Not an Easy Target, Self-Protection for Women, recent studies show that women in particular who resist a carjacking do not substantially increase their likelihood of being seriously injured or murdered. Fighting back during a carjacking generally gives you a better chance to survive, according to most law enforcement officers. Now, if you've taken that step and you've decided to carry a firearm in your vehicle, there are some things you'll need to think about. First, will your car carrying be on your body or in the glove box or the middle console? Easy access is going to be key to these things. Practice drawing from the location you choose so that you can do so safely and quickly. Next, if you're going to carry on your person, does the seatbelt get in the way of accessing and drawing your gun? Generally speaking, if you're carrying a gun, carrying it on your belt is the, this is the way everybody does it nowadays. Except when you sit down in a car and put on a seatbelt, especially if you're right-handed. Now you've changed the whole dynamic. This is when... it really depends on where you are and what the jurisdiction says you can do. Now, I have in my Ford Expedition, which I drive for spite, I have a gigantic console. I mean, this thing is big enough to put a smart car in. And I've been thinking about, it has to be, if I put it in the console, throwing a gun loose into the console or into the glove compartment is sort of dumb. So, I'm going to mount a holster in there. I'm going to get G-Code to send me some sort of a holster so I can mount. And I guess I'm going to have to mount it at an angle. Because I'm going to figure it being the Glock 17 or a full-size Glock, which will be up straight up and down. It may be too long. So I need to figure out putting it at an angle. If I'm going to carry it on my person, I have two choices. I can leave it on the strong side of my body. And then this is a technique in and of itself. You have to learn to lean out against your seatbelt, pushing the seatbelt away, trying to get enough room between you and the seatbelt where it fastens to get your hand down to your gun. This all compounds itself if you're wearing a jacket, if you're wearing a shirt over it. You know, there's a lot of things that can compound this. Or maybe I may start wearing the shoulder holster underneath my shirt and just have my gun right there, because it's going to be a lot easier to reach that way than it is the other way, because these seat belts that are supposed to give, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, right? So what if you go to lean and there's no give in it? You just bam, bam, you just thudding, not getting anything out of there. So look at the car products that are out there too. You've got things to mount up to your steering column, to the side of your console, inside your console. That's for your local area, wherever your jurisdiction says you can do whatever you can do. If you travel across the country, well, the last place you want to end up is in jail. So you're going to have to plan to travel with a firearm from state to state and make sure you do your research and know what's legal as well as safe. If you were me, if it was me, I would not drive through Maryland, where they will run your tag and see if you have a concealed carry permit and then pull you over and pull your car apart looking for the gun. I certainly wouldn't go into New Jersey. I wouldn't drive into New York State. As a matter of fact, for those of us that carry guns, I would not go any further north than Virginia, West Virginia on the East Coast. Sorry. If you're going to be carrying your firearm concealed, virtually all states require that you have a concealed carry permit. In most cases, having a concealed carry permit makes transportation and possession easier to do legally. So map out your route ahead of time and check the laws in each state you'll visit before traveling. There are a handful of apps out there for your smartphones that you can punch. You can check where you are, okay, where you're going next, where you're going after that. If you're driving carefully and following the rules of the road, hopefully you will avoid being stopped by law enforcement. But should you find yourself seeing those flashing lights in the rearview mirror, do this. Keep your hands where they can be seen. Let the officer know you have a concealed carry permit and do whatever he tells you to do. Nothing wrong with that. Prepare ahead of time for situations that might occur that would threaten your safety. It behooves you to do this. Remember that each state's laws are different, so it's up to you to understand your rights as they pertain to carrying a firearm inside the vehicle. The ounce of prevention, it's the minute ounce of prevention, just taking a look at something that is so much better than the pound of cure. We'll be right back.
Oh, between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now we're going to take a look at the mealy mouth. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand,
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This past Sunday, Bernie Sanders decided to backtrack. He has been standing up here in more recent times saying that he does not agree that people should try to sue gun companies for their products being used by criminals. Now, of course, because Hillary is scoring points on him, or so he thinks. He has backtracked, and now he's decided to take a different tack. He said on Sunday on the CNN State of the Union, he said, of course they have a right to sue. Anyone has a right to sue. Now, last week, for the New York Daily News, he initially said the Sandy Hook family members should not have the right to sue gun manufacturers for damages. No, I don't think that should happen in response to a question from the editorial board. There, Hillary Clinton attacked him for those comments, calling his stance unimaginable and one of her bigger contrasts with the Vermont senator. Sanders on Sunday said that a gun store owner who legally sells a weapon shouldn't be held liable for crimes committed with it. Okay, he is 100% correct with that. Sanders said that's the, but he also said he opposes the sale of assault-style weapons in the U.S., such as one used in Sandy Hook. That's the kind of weapon that caused the horrible tragedy in Sandy Hook. Those weapons should not be made in the United States of America. So in that sense, I agree with the Sandy Hook parents. Mealy-mouthed. Last week, a state superior court judge refused to throw out the lawsuit against Bushmaster Firearms, the company that made the rifle used to kill 26 people in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012. Interesting way that they put that there. I think. Families of the victims sued the manufacturer, arguing the AR-15 should never have been sold to a civilian. I, as a veteran, am getting real damn tired of people looking at this civilian variant of a weapon, you know, that has been around since the 50s, and getting out there and telling me that this should not be sold to civilians. Let me, if my armorer tried to hand one of these things out, tried to shove one of those across the counter at me when they're issuing weapons and they've called an alert or we're getting ready to deploy or whatever. If he shoves out a Bushmaster AR-15 at me, I'm going to club him with it. I'm going to beat him to death with it. Because while I'm not a big fully automatic shooter, especially with an AR-15, especially now that I pay for my own ammo, the fully automatic function is a function of combat. It is a function of a true assault apparatus. These people getting out here that have never held a gun, that know nothing about a gun, that have, I mean, these people will get out there and tell you, well, I know all about the military, but they've never stood in a chow line. They've never been made to push. They've never been told to jump over a rope that's shin high so you can do that for 30 minutes and then flunk out. They don't know anything about the military experience. And they'll tell you they know about it, and they know that this is a weapon of war. Well, this is a very dangerous thing for them to do. Because it's going to force if they were successful with what they want to do, if Hillary Clinton becomes president and she's successful with what she wants to do, she's going to force us into a corner. And she's not going to like it. And the liberals aren't going to like it. And the gun grabbers aren't going to like it. And the Republicans who stand by and do nothing are not going to like it. Because the first thing that's going to happen is a bunch of veterans are going to take notice of this. And this is not, you know, this is not where, you know, we'll recognize each other. Kid yourself not. We will recognize each other. And we'll know what we know. And we'll go and we'll do what we were trained to do. And we don't care if you get behind us, if you're a civilian and never served or not. We're not going to stand by for this. One of the biggest things that bothers me is, in a way, that's a good point. Big Polly points this out, too. Right now, They want to sue the gun makers, but they're talking about releasing this 9/11 file. But they don't want to let people sell or sue the families of Saudi Arabia. That's sort of interesting, isn't it? All the while, we've got a woman who has committed espionage against the nation. One, still in the presidential race on the Democratic side. Two, acting like nothing's going to ever happen. She's out there saying it's all a fantasy. You'll never see me in handcuffs. Never. I mean, Petraeus did a whole lot less. General Petraeus did a whole lot less. And the information he shared with somebody with a security clearance. So, Superior Court Judge Barbara Bellis ruled that federal law does not prevent lawyers for the families of Sandy Hook victims from arguing that the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle is a military weapon and should not be sold. Should not have been sold to civilians. Judge, you're an idiot. You're an idiot, and you're setting yourself up to. You are setting yourself up to. And, you know, I'm not trying, I don't want to move the chains and get out there and start threatening people. I certainly do not. That's never been my, it's never been part of me. I believe in peace. And that's why I train for war. Because sometimes in order for, let's face it, for the candy asses to know peace, there's got to be a few people willing to step up and get between them and the people coming for them. And I was one of them. And I know a lot of them that have been. And we still feel the pull of that duty. And I don't care if I get between the candy asses and the government. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It's not one of these things that I'm going to admit. You know, they're just going to keep on going. They're just going to keep on going. And in the meantime, all of the evidence refutes all of it. And where, except for Rand Paul, and we'll talk about him later, except for Rand Paul, where are the rest of the Republicans standing up in the Senate right now today, in the House right now today? Where are they standing up saying, what do you guys think you're doing? You're not doing this. This is a constitutional right, a civil right, a God-given right. You're not taking that. We're not touching it. I don't see anybody doing that. I don't see anybody doing that. So, okay. This is why I'm dieting. This is why I'm working out again. This is why I think something's going to happen. And if I have to play, I want to play well. I hope I'm wrong. We should not, in today's world, we should not see this here in the United States. Although I don't know how big of a conflict it would be. I don't know who's going to actually be willing to go out and face these kinds of numbers. We'll see. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Wild data coming. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I don't know why I decided to talk that way. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Coming from, of all places, the Flemish Pizza. The Flemish Pizza Institute, they published a new pioneering analysis of the linkages between gun ownership, firearms legislation, and violent death in Europe. Right now, currently, per year in the EU, approximately 6,700 people die as a result of gunshot wounds each year. Among the main conclusions that there's a relationship between firearm possession and the number of deaths by firearms. In countries with more firearms, there are usually more deaths by firearms, which is a little bit like saying in a country where there's a lot of knives, there's more knifings. In a country where there's more in-ground pools, there's a bunch of drownings. Okay. And they concluded arms legislation has an important impact, namely with regard to preventing impulsive suicides and homicides with firearms. Because you see, out of that 6,700 people that die each year in Europe, 5,000 of them are suicides. 1,000 of them are about 1,000 are homicides, and there's 700 unspecified deaths or accidents. And this has been on a decreasing trend since the year 2000 by about 20%, especially in Central and Eastern Europe. 5,000 suicides by firearms each year represent 9% of all suicides in the EU. Especially older men commit suicide using a firearm. Earlier studies indicate that these suicides are usually committed with legal firearms. On the average in the EU, 1,000 homicides are committed with firearms each year, but this number varies considerably from one member state to another. Homicides with firearms represent 20% of all homicides in the EU, a percentage that is far below the worldwide average. Little is known about the legal, illegal nature of arms used in homicide. Men are more often victims of homicide than women. Male victims are often young, whereas female victims are usually older. This may be related to the context in which the homicides take place. Female victims are often victims of domestic violence at the hands of their ex-partners, whereas men become victims in more diverse contexts, such as street crime. There are approximately 25 million gun owners in the EU, mainly men. Together, they own about right at 80 million guns. This means an average gun ownership rate of 15.7 per 100. Arms possession varies between member states. Most firearms can be found in larger countries, France and Germany, but other countries, Finland, Cyprus, or Sweden, have higher gun ownership rates per capita. There is no clear trend in firearm possession in the EU. In some countries, it has decreased in recent years, while in others, it has increased. Biggest thing is hunting. Hunting is a big thing there, followed by professional reasons, cops, and then sport shooting. To a lesser extent, reasons for firearm possession are personal protection or collecting, although we can expect to see that go up with Russia starting to allow guns to be carried for protection. Europeans mainly own rifles and, to a lesser extent, handguns such as pistols and revolvers, which I thought that was the only two kinds of handguns there were. There is a relationship, they say, between firearm possession and the number of deaths by firearms. And in bold letters, they say, the more guns, there's more deaths. The relationship is strongest in the case of suicide committed with a firearm and less pronounced in the case of firearm homicides of women. It is sometimes argued that when no firearm is available, another instrument will be used for suicide or the homicide, a substitution. This would mean that in countries where firearm possession rates are lower, there are more homicides and suicides using instruments other than firearms. However, statistic analyses shows this is not the case. So taking into consideration all figures, no relationship can be established between the number of guns and the total number of homicides and suicides, which is, you know, they're out there on the one hand making a statement prior to the study, and then they find out that that's not the case. They found that where there are more firearms, the total number of homicides and suicides is not consistently higher or lower, and vice versa. This is not surprising. The number of homicides and suicides committed using a gun only represent a part of the total number of homicides and suicides, which renders a possible statistical effect on the total number of violent deaths difficult to detect within that larger picture. And there's a lot of factors that have an influence over the extent which homicides and suicides take place in a country. The economic situation, mental health care, the law enforcement, government campaigns, gun laws. And let's not, of course, forget one thing that everybody seems to be leaving out, the Islamic influx, which I think there's going to be a lot more deaths coming soon. And it may not be from guns, but I think there's going to be more deaths. They found that arms legislation can reduce the availability of firearms in case of impulsive acts, which the whole impulsive act thing, that is the biggest subterfuge that has ever been enacted. They believe a large proportion of all suicides are impulsive. For example, coming from the Flemish Peace Institute. They find a considerable share of homicides occur as a result of expressive violence, normally in a domestic context. Research has shown that a firearm is often used in these types of suicides and homicides. And they use these findings, and we already know the numbers are low. So this is like just like here, where they use rarer occasions to get out here and start new laws. They do it there, too. Niles Duquet, a researcher at the Flemish Peace Institute, said that these findings provide a basis for policy measures to prevent impulsive suicides and homicides linked to domestic violence. Limiting the availability of firearms can make a difference. Therefore, the purpose of arms legislation and other European policy measures must be to limit the possession of firearms to those capable of using them in a responsible way and keeping them in a careful and safe manner. How do you pick who these people are? Have the Flemish Peace Institute people figured this out? It's an interesting study. It's a very interesting study. They find a lot of the same things that we find in the studies done here. And they are so new at it that they have not yet developed the Bloombergian apparatus that we have here in the United States, where they, you know, are suddenly out there making up things as they go. They also believe that reducing the availability of firearms can give people more time to think twice in a case of impulsive acts or receive help. Okay. Now they found that when one does continue with impulsive suicide or homicide, other instruments, medication, strangling, stabbing weapons, often have less lethal outcomes. Let me ask you a question. Are you willing in the name of statistics, would you be willing? Okay, too bad, so sad. I don't know who that was. Sorry about that. Are you willing to roll those dice and say, well, you know, if he tries to knife me, there may be a less lethal outcome unless he stabs me 47 times all over the place, and it don't matter then. That kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. So, those poor Flemish, trying to find peace and coming up with the right conclusions and at the same time going the wrong way. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. from the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. I'll be leading this off with a call to arms. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I don't even know how we would do this, but I had this nasty little thought in my head while we were in break. I got a call from some scam number thing, and I was just thinking how nice it would be to get some of my military intelligence brethren and some of my people that know how to triangulate and find signals and some people with some computers and track some of these down people down and then gut them like a fish. It's not that I have anything against telemarketers per se. They always want to call when I'm on the show. This is just me thinking out loud. If I were in California right now, everybody listening to the show would be taking out a gun violence restraining order on me because I show tendencies toward violence, don't I? As the new shooters come on board, there's a lot of room for confusion for them. There's a lot of room for confusion. First of all, they're going to have to pick out a gun, which we'll talk about that later. But then they're going to have to try to pick out how to carry it. And this is, you know, there's a lot of good holsters. There's a lot of bad holsters out there. The most common defensive holster is a hip holster. It goes back to those days when handguns were first carried on one's person. Open carry, one might say. It is still popular today because it does its job well, combining security with speed. The technology behind them is advanced through leaps and bounds. Depending upon the cant of the holster, it may be carried behind the strong side hip, in front of the strong side hip, or on the sport side in a cross-draw fashion. It is also available with safety strips and thumb snaps and other retention devices that allow the gun to be carried securely. Some sort of retention device is an especially good idea if this is going to be worn during strenuous outdoor activities such as hunting, hiking, camping, and or tactical training. They don't mention this in the article. If you're going to conceal a holster, okay, and this now, right now we're talking about a leather holster. I like the style of hip holster that has the second belt loop on the back edge of the holster. because this pulls the butt of the gun into the body, reducing the outline of the gun on the covering garment. The biggest problem with using a hip holster is that the covering garment must be long enough so that it covers and conceals the entire rig. For me, that's a problem. I have a couple of shirts that are long enough to do it. But I have such a freakishly long torso already that when I wear a long shirt designed to hide a gun, we could also hide some small families underneath there. These shirts are long. On my granddaughter, well, both of my granddaughters could fit in it end to end and still not be too long for them. So then with that kind of thing, you get into a point of diminishing returns, because if the shirt is too long, it's got to be long enough to keep it covered, but if it's too long and you have to do more than one pull to get that shirt out of the way to get to the gun, you're sort of defeating your purpose. So that comes into play. Now, sometimes a sweatshirt or a sweater won't get the job done. You've got to keep from printing. You can't wear form-fitting clothing. So then, in my case, I just embrace the slob. Yeah. I just embrace the slob. Now, for some people, if you wear a sport coat all the time, it's perfect. If a handgun is worn in the appendix carrier crossjaw, the jacket must also be fastened in front so the garment doesn't blow open and inadvertently reveal the firearm. Wearing a jacket or sports coat in some climates, depending upon the time of year, may be sort of a giveaway. The other part about certain modes of carry, my youngest son Todd is rail thin. My son Todd can hide any gun inside the waistband with a t-shirt on, and it doesn't print. So there are things to be said for being thin, but, you know. Now, then there's inside the waistband holsters. There's a reason that those have gotten so popular. They can be carried in any of the three positions mentioned above and covered with just about any kind of shirt, sweater, or sweatshirt. For me, the one thing that I do that a lot of people say, Bill, you just shouldn't do that. You really shouldn't do. But I do it because it's so easy for me. I had scoliosis when I was a kid, and it went untreated. So I can carry in the small of my back. Well, I can conceal full frame Glock, the 20s, the 21s, the SIG 226s. I can conceal them comfortably in the small of my back. So inside the waistband, there's a bunch of different ways to do it. However, there is one thing that I prefer inside the waistband holsters that have the loops that come up and pop and snap on to hold it to your belt. And I don't like the hooks. I don't like the claws. I like those because in most cases, one, they're a better holster. Two, they're a better holster. But then you have to start doing something else that you weren't doing before. If you're going to wear inside the waistband, you got to take into account the fact that you're stuffing a gun inside your waistband, which your pants were not designed to accommodate, and you have to change the size of pants you're wearing. You're also going to have to invest in a good belt, okay? Don't go to Kohl's and buy that belt that Tommy Hilfiger puts out, because, damn, it looks good. You're going to have to go get something by Galco or Mean Jean Leather. You have to invest some serious coin in that, and then because you're carrying a gun. The inside of the waistband also offers some of the best concealment in the defensive world. I have found that since I've lost a little bit of weight, that now with some of the more cutting edge inside the waistband holsters, like the NCOG, which is a great holster after you've lost some weight, that I can hide pretty much anything I want and not have to wear a shirt that's like a, you know, caftan. But there's a couple things to maintain. You got to make sure that you're going to have to get pants that are too big. Item number one, get a holster that snaps and fastens to the belt, not one that hooks and grabs it, because I always seem to have problems with them. There are some different designs inside the waistband, too. Nate Squared, Tactical, Crossbreed. These guys have gotten out there. It's not just, I prefer either a leather inside the waistband holster or the NCOG. The NCOG in the long run is, I think, the better holster simply because you can reholster the weapon without having to go into all kinds of contortionist moves to try to twist around and get that, you know, get the hold open. Lots of things. Then there's the shoulder holster, which I have embraced recently. I use the Galco Miami Classic, the Miami Vice holster. It is a great holster. I haven't tried it underneath a button-up shirt yet, since I have lost some weight. I'm going to just to see if it disappears. Now, that is a rig. If I can hide it, I'd wear it every day. I would wear it every day. There is no more. The only problem is that you got to be the right build to carry it. And they don't, despite what Don Johnson might have done in Miami Vice, they don't really hide all that well with a form-fitted linen jacket. You're going to have to get a jacket that's a little bit bigger. And you have to get a jacket that's a little bit bigger. So, whatever holster you're going to carry, when you go and train with that holster. Train to draw from that holster. Whether it is on the hip, outside the waistband, inside the waistband, wherever you may stick it, shoulder holster. There are a lot of people who get out there and say with the shoulder holster that's particularly troublesome because there's a tendency to pull and do a half oval where you're sweeping everything from left to center or from right to center, whichever hand you're using. I don't know that that's your main. There are those that want you to pull it out and then immediately point it down, but in order to do that, when you're pulling and drawing, you know, everybody's standing behind you is getting muzzled by the weapon on the Miami Classic, and I've never heard of anybody getting hurt. It's all going to be a big, long journey as you decide which way you're going to go. We're going to go to the next hour. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.